USA Radio News.
A chaotic scene in downtown Nantucket, Massachusetts, as actor Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to his Massachusetts sexual assault case.
Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey is accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket back in 2016. Spacey did not speak during the hearing. The partial government shutdown is in day 17 with no realistic end in sight. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Gasoline prices continue to decline across the nation, but experts warn this trend may not continue. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
Disneyland is increasing ticket prices to its theme park effective immediately. A one-day ticket will cost $104, up from $97, and the park hopper pass will now be $199, up from $185. Parking and other fees are also going up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's yet another airbag recall. If you own a Ford or Mercury, listen up as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells you which models and years are affected.
Ford recalling nearly a million vehicles that have the risk of flying shrapnel stemming from exploding airbag inflators. Seven different Ford and Lincoln models are named in this latest recall. Among them, the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKXs, 2010 and 2011 Ford Rangers, 2010 to 2012 Ford Fusions, and Lincoln MKZs. 2010 and 2011 Mercury Milans, and 2010 to 2014 Ford Mustangs. Ford is urging anyone who owns one of those vehicles to bring it to a dealer as soon as possible for a no-cost airbag inflator replacement.
Flu cases are continuing to rise across the country, and many experts believe this is just the beginning. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News that the flu will continue to be widespread across the nation.
Last year we saw 80,000 deaths that were related to the flu. I don't think we're going to see that this year, but this is another influenza A season, which is the worst of the two kinds of flu. And we're just starting to see it peak. So over the next month or 2 months is when you're going to see most of it. And you, as you reported, 24 states are widespread. Influenza-like activity is very heavy right now on the East Coast and across the southern United States, but it's going to end up being in every single state.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.